45 years ago today, Labor Day, it all started. This is John K. Anderson, and Big K would like to welcome Elizabeth Parrish at 2301 South 40th to the ever-growing family of Big K listeners, to A.J. Parrish, 902 North 9th Street, to Aaron Parrish at 1311 Forest Knoll, to Dick and Alma Parrish at 12350 Cantrell, to Gwen Parrish at 104 Huntington Avenue. Welcome to the Friendly Giant. Okay, that was just a simulation. We don't actually have a recording of how the first day of KAAY sounded. But what happened was the Baby Elephant Walk was played continuously. Now, that's been done many times. Radio stations often will go on some kind of a kick where they'll play one record over and over to get attention. The added element in this opening promotion was the reading of the entire Little Rock telephone directory. Jim Hankins, Mike McCormick had the idea. He took the telephone directory, split it up into sections, and gave it to each one of the announcers, disc jockeys, and newsmen, and they took turns reading their section. This took place over the Labor Day weekend. And interspersed along with the reading of the telephone directory were some teaser-type things, some things that would pique your interest as to what might be coming in the days ahead from the mighty 1090. It was a tremendous way to open a radio station. I've never heard of anything quite like it since, and it always sticks in my mind as a big event, mainly because I was working at a competing radio station, KXLR. In fact, we had heard rumors, underground rumors. We knew who was coming to town. We knew something about Lynn Broadcasting. We knew some of the disc jockeys and some of the people who were involved. We knew that Jim Hankins or Mike McCormick had a big reputation from working for some of the McClendon stations. It seemed like Lynn was building an empire based on buying old McClendon radio stations. As McClendon moved up in market size, he would sell off the smaller markets, and Lynn Broadcasting was there to snap up some of the goodies. But anyway, we knew Hankins had a great reputation from his work at Wacky, W-A-K-Y, in Louisville. So we sat having a party at KXLR and drinking heavily as we heard the voices. We heard the George Jennings, the John K. Anderson, two newsmen. For a radio station to have two newsmen and a market the size of Little Rock was unheard of. There were a few newsmen working in the market, but not many. The top 40 radio stations were not too inclined to have newsmen, with the exception of Herbie Byrd. Never had the privilege of working with Herbie. He was always at a competitor, but one of the finest newsmen in the Little Rock market. But I digress. Moving back to the lineup of people, the news department, of course, with John K. Anderson and George J. Jennings. Continuing with the lineup, the drive time early morning disc jockey was Doc Holliday, which was Dub Murray. These were the first original names, the original set of names that signed on KAAY. Mike McCormick did the midtime 9 till noon slot. Of course, that was Jim Hankins. Then from noon to 3 was Sonny Martin, or Wayne Moss. Several times on the blog talked about Wayne, and as many of the people from KAAY, he had two tours of duty, once as Sonny Martin, and then coming back and using his real name for some time. One thing about Pat Walsh, who was the third manager, and we've referred to Pat many times on this blog too, Pat was always seemingly anxious to accept somebody back. So many of the KAAY people worked there twice, myself included. So it was a really great place to come back to. Continuing with the lineup was Buddy Carr, Tom Bigby, who we've heard from on this blog. Had some email from him, and I hope you've had opportunity to read that. We've had his picture and some air checks from Tom posted. Also, he was the first music director. It seemed like usually the afternoon drive time disc jockey was also the music director. He did a Buddy Carr top 10 countdown for years, and many of the Buddy Carrs who followed also continued the habit of doing the top 10 countdown. Following that would be the evening disc jockey slot from 6 until midnight. Tom Campbell, actually it was 8 until midnight because there was a religious block there. Tom Campbell was Rob Robbins, the original Tom Campbell. And finishing the lineup from midnight to morning was Howard Watson, Ken Knight, the Weird Beard. And that was the disc jockey lineup for the original disc jockeys that signed on KAAY 45 years ago on a Labor Day weekend. The regular programming, as I remember, started probably on Tuesday morning. We were talking about this with Tony Warner on Timeless Track, who did a program Sunday night devoted to the history of KAAY and celebrating the 45th anniversary. And I couldn't really remember exactly when the Baby Elephant Walk and the telephone directory reading started. It was either a Friday evening or Saturday, and it ran over the weekend, including the Memorial Day weekend of Monday, with the regular programming starting on Tuesday morning. It was a great trip, a great ride. I hope many of you who enjoy the reliving of these memories will share some of your memories. And I guess as Walter Cronkite would say, and that's the way it was 45 years ago today, Labor Day, as the mighty 1090 KAAY signed on as a top 40 radio station.